This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Tracy Guza. Tracy, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good. Tracy, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Currently, I work at Corbis. Corbis Images is a stock photo and various other creative types of format company. And I am part of a small internal team in editorial photography that creates custom content for a client of ours. And I manage their digital asset management system.
What are the biggest challenges for dealing with creative assets in a digital asset management system?
Well, currently my challenges are somewhat different than previously. I have worked in digital asset management for some time at a variety of advertising agencies. And so I'm pretty used to creative users and how they search. One of the things I've found over the years is that the way that a library or information professional might consider keywording items is not necessarily the way that an art director or designer would search for the items. So it's really helpful, as in any case, to do some kind of user analysis to figure out and to know your clientele, to figure out how your user base is searching for things and how to kind of intuitively keyword things and create a vocabulary that's tailored to the users more so than a 100% kosher library science mandated thesaurus or vocabulary. While structure is lovely and consistency is great, and one of the reasons that a vocabulary is important, that vocabulary can be flexible and it can be tailored to your users. One of the other huge issues that comes up a lot in creative agencies is the licensing and rights associated with different creative assets, whether they're images or video clips or audio clips. Usually, especially with stock images, when an image is purchased, it is purchased for a particular usage if it's a rights-managed image. Mm-hmm. And that usage can be very specific. It can be something as specific as we're buying this image once for 3 months for 10 publications in North America with a print run up to 1 million. Mm-hmm. And if that is not communicated jointly with the asset in a way that users can see and notice, there can be some legal ramifications and infringement can occur. One of the things that's important is to look at whatever DAM system is being used and figure out how you can best flag images or assets that have particular restrictions. Is there a way to create permissions only for certain users? Is there a way to create an HTML pop-up that warns people that, hey, this image has some particular restrictions to it, and if you're not using it for X, Y, and Z, you shouldn't be using it? Because, you know, generally the users, especially in a creative agency, aren't legal professionals, and nor do they have regular access to legal professionals, but they can get a company in a lot of trouble by using things that they're not supposed to use. And oftentimes, especially again in the stock industry, the fees for infringing on use or using something that you haven't licensed properly mm-hmm. are much higher than the cost for just licensing the image properly and using it correctly. So that's a big thing.
So rights management and permissions management, as far as licensing and permissions for the use of any asset, that's a very key thing to reduce liability as much as possible. As far as appropriate use of assets. Great point.
Yes, and what can be challenging is not only educating the users that, you know, licensing restrictions exist, mm-hmm. but also helping them by using the system to the best of your ability to make it easy for them to discover what the rights are that mm-hmm. are associated with the asset. It shouldn't be hidden in like 64 metadata fields. It should be easy for them to find out.
And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
It's interesting. The way that I got into this originally was working at a particular advertising agency. I was doing a lot of project management and production kinds of things, and I was very familiar with the clients and with the workflow in creative services. And so I was asked to do, as a consultant, a freelance project to organize all of the client assets at the agency. At that time, the workflow was changing. It was right when you were able to buy like 4 terabytes of storage really cheap, and suddenly all of the previous workflow, which employed usually low-resolution images that would be replaced later in the production process, suddenly everybody could use super huge high-resolution images. And so we had literally file cabinets full of CDs. This is how crazy it was. Mm-hmm. Where those images were the high-resolution images that corresponded to the low-resolution images on the server. Mm. And no one had any way to match anything up or find anything. Mm-hmm. So the company purchased a very basic DAM product, and I was asked to actually put everything in there for the first time. And it changed our workflow. It changed how people in the agency use things. And I realized at the time, this was about 6 or 7 years ago, mm-hmm. How much I still needed to know. I created a vocabulary on the fly and realized that I needed to know a lot more about metadata, and tried to figure out ways to customize the search fields and so forth so that we could get a prompt when an image license was about to expire and stuff like that. And I was a little over my head. So what I did was I went back to library school. I got an MLIS, and I found that program really helped to fill out, for me, all of my questions about different kinds of technology, back-end database programming kind of stuff, as well as the very basics of thesaurus vocabulary development and a lot about metadata. So my advice is, not only to network, which is a wonderful thing, but also to figure out what kind of additional education you may need. There's something to be said for being in an organization and realizing that maybe you have the aptitude to organize their assets. There's another thing to be said for making sure that you actually can back that up a little bit with some tangible courses or workshops or whatever form they take. It really helped me to formalize the way that I think about how I work on DAM now. That's my advice. And it seems to be a very much growing field as the amount of digital assets grow, certainly, and companies finally realize the value in retrieval and the cost effectiveness of allowing people self-service access to DAM systems. There's more and more of a need for DAM professionals.
Mm-hmm. Very true. And did you want to share your blog with the audience as well?
Oh, I would love to. It's modlibrarian.posterous.com.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is available on Audioboo, Blueberry, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. Thanks again.